On today's show, automakers set a new sales record in the U.S. last year. A look at Local Motors' unique development process and some of the highlights so far from this year's Consumer Electronics Show. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. You know, we're starting to see a reoccurring theme at this year's Consumer Electronics Show. Like the last few years, automakers are showing autonomous concepts, but they're much more focused on interiors and how people will interact within them. And some concepts we're seeing are not what I call cars at all. They're more like sculptures wrapped around an interior. Heck, this one from Hyundai is more like furniture. The smart house concept aims to blur the lines between house, work, and car. When not being used as a commuter space, the concept docks itself inside the home. BMW is showing something similar with its Eye Inside feature. It features BMW's Holoactive Touch, which is a new kind of user interface with a free-floating virtual display that's operated with finger movements. The interior can also be reconfigured and personalized in many different ways. So the automaker clearly is thinking a lot about ride-sharing in the future. But Toyota has an actual vehicle it's showing off at CES called the Concept I. But like the others, the focus is on the interior. Designed by Toyota's Kelty Design Research Team, the main attraction of the Concept I is an artificial intelligence presence nicknamed Yui. Yui's home is centered on the dashboard, and it uses lines, shapes, light, sound, and touch to communicate information, like lights in the footwell to indicate the car is in autonomous mode. Yui can even appear on the outer panels of the Concept I to greet people coming to the car, warn others of a potential hazard, or show the vehicles in autonomous or manual mode. Hey, and speaking of CES, don't forget we'll be on the floor of the show today and tomorrow, bringing you the latest automotive developments from the tech show. Look for those interviews starting this afternoon on our website, autoline.tv, or look for them on our YouTube channel. And still to come, a look at how Local Motors could upend how cars get created.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Local Motors has received a lot of attention for its 3D printed cars and its small autonomous bus called Ollie. But one of the things that intrigues us is how it's developing cars through crowdsourcing, or what it refers to as co-creation. Recently on Autoline this week, we were joined by Jay Rogers, the CEO of Local Motors, and he explained a little bit more about its unique development process.
We look at our community as people who could give ideas and make your product better. That can be a customer, a future customer. It can be someone who can't afford what you make, but may use it at some point. And it can definitely be a supplier. So it can be somebody who comes along and says, I have a product that I haven't shown anybody else, but I think it would be great for what you're doing. But you have to be open in order to get that feedback.
In other words, instead of having your own design staff, your own engineering staff, you're crowdsourcing the design of this.
That's right. And you know, we say co-creation because crowdsourcing has this notion that I'm taking from you and then giving to someone else. And co-creation is more about starting a conversation with a community member, which means, well, that's an interesting motor, or that's an interesting idea, or I see that you'd buy it if we did the following things. But now we're going to respond and we're going to say, but these are the things that are holding us back. What do you think of that? So it is a two-way street.
If you want to learn more about Local Motors and the new ideas it's bringing to the auto industry, you can watch that entire discussion right now on our website, autoline.tv, or look for it on our YouTube channel. Coming up next, we'll dive into last year's sales numbers in the U.S.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Automakers sold a record number of passenger vehicles in the U.S. in 2016, but just barely. According to Ward's Auto, sales came in at 17.46 million units, a gain of 0.4% compared to 2015. A strong finish in December, thanks to generous holiday incentives, helped push the industry past 2015's mark. Last month, automakers sold 1.68 million vehicles, up nearly 7% compared to a year ago. That helped push December's SAAR to hit a whopping 18.3 million units, well above last year's 17.4 million. Despite setting a sales record, most of the full-line manufacturers saw sales drop slightly in 2016. GM sold just over 3 million vehicles, which is a drop of 1.3%. Ford sold 2.5 million cars and trucks, which is a slight dip, but it was enough to stay ahead of Toyota, which also saw its sales slide. FCA sales were also slightly off from last year, too. Only Honda and Nissan posted gains among the top manufacturers. The automakers who posted the largest gains in 2016 were Tesla, up 67% compared to 2015. Jaguar Land Rover was up 24%, and Volvo boosted sales 18% in 2016. The car makers to suffer the biggest drops were BMW, down 9.7%. Volkswagen, which is still reeling from its diesel scandal, saw its sales fall over 7%, and Mazda sales also fell close to 7% as well. Overall, it was a pretty good year for automakers, but it definitely looks like the market has hit its peak. That's it for today. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow for the latest news in the global automotive industry.